Second Grade Social and Emotional Learning Cartoon Video Showed Erect Penis. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 1, 2021. Warning, the video below shows graphic images. A second grade social and emotional learning lesson at a public school in Greenwich, Connecticut, showed students a cartoon video that depicted a child next to an erect penis, reported the New York Post. The Post referred to a report Monday from the Greenwich Free Press that stated Greenwich Public Schools, GPS, Superintendent Dr. Tony Jones sent parents of remote learning second grade students an email about the video. While the video, which was produced together with the Council for Mental Health in Norway, has now been removed from YouTube by the uploader, the Post provided a montage to describe the video. Warning, graphic images. According to the Free Press, Dr. Jones notes that the video was shared during a lesson on social and emotional learning. Around the midway point in the video, there is reference to situations in which children may become afraid, including being afraid of abuse, both physical and sexual, she wrote. The content at this point in the video was not appropriate for our GPS second grade classrooms. The Free Press further explained that a description of the film, titled The Alfred Jr. and Shadow, a short story about being scared, states, all children are normal scared, but what do children who are embarrassed scared or painful scared need? The cartoon film featuring two owls was further described in the news story as an educational film for children aged 6 to 14 years. The children learn about different ways of being scared, what they need when they are scared, and suggestions for actions. Adults also get some tips on how to meet a child who is scared. The Post report noted. The nearly 10-minute film, often reserved for therapy sessions, shows two cartoon owls talking about terrifying experiences for kids, including stuff that's very difficult to talk about. The cartoon suddenly cuts to an image of the silhouetted man with an erect penis standing over a sad-looking child. The voiceover explains that some children have experienced an adult touching or putting their penis in the child's private parts or mouth, saying they're terrified that this will happen again. Jones reportedly explained in the email the content of the video was likely meant for a private therapy session for children who have experienced trauma. Parent and conservative commentator Carl Higby, who has children in the district, though not that particular class, said a number of disgusted parents had contacted him about it, and that the person responsible for showing the video should be fired. That somebody thought this video was acceptable for second graders was abhorrent, he said, adding he supported a full investigation into the matter. Higby also told the Gateway Pundit. The two possibilities of how this happened are, 1. The teachers didn't care enough to review this before playing it, or 2. They thought it was okay. In both cases, these folks have no business teaching our kids. Jones reportedly apologized to parents for concerns caused by the video and said, per the protocol, when officials believe students may have been exposed to inappropriate material, the district notified the Connecticut Department of Children and Families. The superintendent reportedly added in the email that psychology staff would be available for parents and children to discuss the video. Breitbart News reached out to the chair of the GPS Board of Education for comment and is awaiting a response.